We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome a Wednesday edition, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We're here as always. So are Tommy Thurber, our engineer, and Max Power, our producer. We're happy to have you with us. 869-1240. Movie Mike. Mike Furches will join us a little bit later in the show, around 445 or thereabouts, as we pick our Oscar winners. The Oscars coming up Sunday night with no host.
It's exciting. How's that going to start?
How's that going to come
up? Who's going to be the first person on the screen?
They'll have a great surprise.
Okay.
Well, that's my prediction.
All right. Well, it has to be somebody out there.
Billy Crystal.
Whoever it is going to be a surprise.
Billy Crystal will show up.
It's not like there's just going to be a mic over. And Best Picture goes to somebody will be
so
out there.
So that's how you're starting the day. Are you bitter?
I'm a little bitter.
About the poll?
No, I didn't sleep well last night.
About the poll?
No, that wasn't
it. Is it the poll on Twitter that affected your sleep? Be honest.
No, here's what it was, and this isn't a humble brag, but it kind of is. I did too many push-ups yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And
you've got to
I kind of, like, hurt my shoulder. My shoulder was sore. It's not, like, hurt.
You did too many push-ups.
Yeah, and my shoulder was hurting.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's true.
How many?
250.
Not all at once.
No, I did sets of 25.
Why do you
25.
Do things so ridiculously overboard?
Did 250 sit-ups, 250 push-ups, 10 miles on the exercise bike, and that was the workout.
What's the goal?
It was quite strenuous. I don't know what the goal is. I didn't have a starting point, so I can't really have an end point. Just to feel better, look better, do better, be better. That's all I need. That's the goal of any man.
The poll, by the way, and we'll get to it in a minute. Let's see what Andrew has. Andrew's back to kick off this show again like he did in the old days. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, how we doing there, Bob? Jeff, you having a good day?
Well, I'm having a wonderful day.
My day's been pretty good.
Jeff doesn't really have great days.
Two times today I've been on the highway and missed my exit, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, that's horrible, Jeff. I'm so sorry about that.
Thanks.
You know, I'm pretty excited because, first of all, I heard my music went pretty well yesterday. I heard you guys liked it.
Did you not listen to the show, Andrew, on your music
I
day?
I listened to it on podcast. I had to go do homework and stuff, so I turned it on.
Let me tell you something about homework versus listening to this show, Andrew. There's no debate.
Yeah, but unfortunately, one leads to another because he can't call if he doesn't do his homework because he gets his phone taken away. And I don't mean to put your business all out there, but you kind of did share it with us.
Yes, sir. You're right. But you know, I'm pretty excited. When I was listening yesterday, I didn't know Jason was going to come in. I'm really excited to meet Jason as well.
Jason will be here next Friday when you drop in to visit with us, and we're looking forward to that.
You know, you guys are just going to make my birthday. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
We look forward to it, Andrew. We'll see you in 9 days.
9 days. Have a great day, guys.
All right. There's Andrew from Mulvane.
What a guy.
Well, I say it every time. It's tired. He's the Debbie of high school students.
He is very
Is
positive.
That how my wife was in high school?
Probably. She's probably pretty nice.
Would we have hit it off in my 20s?
No.
I wouldn't have appreciated that,
No, you would have been. You'd look for the bad girl, the rebel, the... I don't know that my mom was that, but...
Oh, she was rebellious.
Good. What are you trying to say?
Well, there's things you don't need to know.
I'm sure she shared most everything with me, so I'm not...
Oh, I doubt that.
She pretty
no,
much
No, we
did.
Had some moments that she didn't share with you.
Oh, she would have, though.
Nah.
Yeah, she
would have. Not some of the moments we had.
Yeah, she would have shared everything.
No.
Yeah.
I guarantee no.
I guarantee yes.
Some of the things we did... No,
I guarantee.
No, pal. Give me one. Give me one she shared.
I don't remember, but I remember.
Well, you'd remember these.
No, I don't remember much of anything. But I know that anytime I asked her a question, she'd answer it. So,
well, you must not ask her the right question.
Well, I wasn't that interested in your extracurricular activities, because I'm sure that's what you're getting at. But I just know if I would have, she would have told me. Not that that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, she wouldn't have.
Yes, she would have.
Are you kidding? Hey, wouldn't you and my dad to kind of, you know, no, she's not going to.
Yes, she would have. If I would have asked her, which I really didn't have any interest in doing, she would have told me. I'm not saying that's what I wanted, but I'm saying that's what our relationship was like.
Well, I can't imagine you asking those kinds
of
questions.
Right, I wouldn't have asked her, but if I would have asked her, she would have told me.
She would have told you anything.
Yes.
Open book.
And I would have told her anything.
Really?
Pretty much.
Well, that's not a good relation. There's things that are sacred. There's things you never tell.
Okay.
You think I would have told my parents things that, oh my God, no.
But that's
there's just things you don't say.
That's just the kind of relationship that we had.
And most of them involved, I won't get into it.
Sure, we know what most of them involved. But that's, I don't think that's unhealthy. Obviously, you know that.
That's not only unhealthy, it's strange.
Obviously, you know the boundaries. I'm not going to ask some weird questions. I'm just saying if I would have, she wouldn't have been like, oh, I'm not answering that. She would have answered it.
I disagree. That completely. What? There is no world out there in which parents and their kids talk about those things. No world.
I was 30. I mean, I was in. So these are. It's not like it was weird. I mean, I get it. I'm here as a human being, right? So I understand that something had to have gone down.
What did she tell you that you found to be extraordinary or off the beaten path or something she told you that you were surprised by?
I just asked her stuff occasionally.
Like what?
I'm not going to say on the air out in front of everyone.
The listeners want to hear it now.
No,
you're the one who brought this up.
I'm not going to besmirch the name of the late Marilyn King.
No, absolutely you're not. Not besmirchment.
These aren't my stories to tell, and the person who would want to tell them is no longer with us, so I'm not going to do that to her. Nor would I do it to you.
Did she tell you about that night we went to?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my God.
She sure did.
We met on a softball field. I've told the story.
Yes.
I met your mother playing softball. She was dating one of the other players, and she took a look at me and said, I'm gonna date that guy.
Of course.
Well, that's how it worked.
How did that work?
I'm telling you.
Do you think, just an honest question, was my mom to you in your league or a little out of your league?
Oh, it wasn't a matter of was she in my league.
Oh, come on.
My league is the big leagues.
Okay. So Debbie should be privileged and honored.
We're talking about almost 40 years ago.
No, I know.
Okay?
It was a while ago.
I met your mother in 1981.
I know. Which, trust me, is strange.
We were married within 4 months.
Because I was born in 1982.
Well, I met her in the summer, the early summer, probably May of 81, April of 81, something like that. May, maybe June.
Do you remember your anniversary? That's one thing I don't know about the relationship.
Yeah, we got married on November 30th.
Really?
I think.
So
November 30th, it was, and it was weird because it was not a wonderful weather night, and we got married in my parents' living room.
Indoors. Correct. I've seen the pictures. But, I forget what I was going to, I was born obviously about a year later.
Yeah, don't worry about when
pregnant,
you were.
So she was pregnant within 3 months. That had to be a strain on the relationship. You've been together for 7 months. You're married, a whirlwind experience, and she's pregnant. I doubt you liked that.
I was happy to have a child.
Well, I get that, but 7 months ago, I didn't even know this woman. Now we're married and she's pregnant. I mean, that had to be a
whirlwind romance, which I was famous for in the day.
And by 84, but over.
No, not by 84, by 86.
85, 86.
81-86.
Decent run you guys had.
I don't know why we're airing this out on national radio, but that's bizarre to me.
Why?
869-1240, if you've got something you want to contribute to the show today. It is National Love Your Pet Day. And I'd love to hear about people's pets. I know about your pets, your four cats.
That's right.
I know about Tommy's dog and his cat. Max, do you have a dog? Two dogs. No cats? One cat. See, I didn't know this about Max. Max, post pictures of your pets on Facebook. I'm barking out orders here.
I need to get some pictures up, but my picture on Twitter is the cat. So
sure.
I don't know.
Well, I put up a picture of Misty, our puppy, and pets are the greatest thing ever, as we've discussed numerous times on this show. A great relationship with my dog.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, they are awesome.
Although she just sleeps on the couch all day.
Well, that's what pets kind of do. Pets sleep a lot.
She's longing for my wife to come home.
She doesn't like hanging with you very much?
When one of us comes, no, she does the same thing when I'm not there. She wants us both there together. This little person dog, as I call her, is extremely sensitive. You understand that?
I get it.
Let's see what Johnny has. Johnny, you're on the show.
Hey, Bob. I called yesterday.
How could I forget?
Right? And, Jeff, I apologize because I think you're awesome, too. I love you guys' banter, and that's one of the reasons why I like the show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got engaged to my son's mom, Jace, within about 4 months, so maybe that's kind of a weird thing with it.
No, I did the same thing.
Yeah, it's all
I
good.
I was once married for less than 3 months. Johnny.
Well, this was a
I'll wear it. I'll air it all out.
That was pre my mom.
No, that was
okay. Oh, yeah, I got you.
This was a a 9 month marriage. Yeah, so.
Well, sometime we'll get together and commiserate.
Right, maybe I just see myself with you guys, and then like Jason and I will have a radio show.
So, in other words, Johnny, when you're feeling at your lowest point, you take solace in that you can listen to me and feel better.
Right, yeah, and listen to you guys. Great.
He didn't say to you, he said to the show. Thanks. Good God.
So I make Johnny feel better about his, let's face it, not very good relationship when he hears about mine.
Did he say his relationship wasn't good?
They were married less than 9 months, he said.
Oh, I didn't. I kind of
tuned. See, you don't listen.
I kind of tuned out.
I don't know what you're doing. Is this a word game you're playing?
No, I'm playing.
You don't listen to calls.
Setting my fantasy basketball lineup.
Please, Jeff.
I heard most of Jimmy's call.
This is what you listeners don't understand. And when you call and you say, be nice to Jeff, this is what you don't get. He very rarely pays attention. No, it's the truth.
It's just I don't have a good attention span. That's not
my develop
fault.
One.
It's not my fault. Who's next?
I could go. Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Just call. Listeners, just call and talk to me. I'm really the only one you need.
What'd you say?
What do you have, Phil?
Well, you guys are just talking about pets. It's funny. My wife and I, we didn't have kids for about 7 years. And as my wife wanted to get dogs right away, she actually works as a dog groomer at the Harry Sofa at 37th and Rock. And so anyway, she used to always buy our dogs clothing, and I thought it was a big waste of money. So I started buying our dogs baseball jerseys. And so my dogs, they both have matching baseball jerseys for every jersey I have. And then when we had a kid, I had to buy her matching jerseys too. So I think I've actually spent more money on clothing for my dogs than my wife has, which used to be a big pet peeve with my wife. She would do that. So anyway, but they're a lot of fun. We have two pugs and sad they're getting older, but we love our dogs. I can't imagine life without them.
Well, I'm with you, Phil, and I'm glad you love your dogs, but when you start dressing them like you and your wife, I think that's something we need to talk about.
I thought it was stupid when my wife did it, but it kind of became kind of funny.
Okay, well, listen, whatever works for you and your wife, okay? Thank you, Phil. Who am I to raise an eyebrow at dressing a dog?
Don't you want to kind of put your dog in some clothes?
I've never put a dog in a piece of apparel.
Wouldn't you like to get her Debbie a Cardinals would
love
jersey?
It. Debbie would love it because she worries about Misty being cold at night. She would love to put a sweater on her.
Yeah, but animals are adaptable. Misty knows how to be warm.
Misty would hate having a sweater on her, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe she'd like it. I think she just wants to please you and Debbie, so maybe she would enjoy it.
Best pet you've ever had? Is it this cat, this black cat you have right
kinda,
now?
Kind of, Nettie Harris.
Who's second?
That's a good question. I really liked Major. Tinker, of course, it would be in that mix. Spiffy the cat from a long time ago, I enjoyed her.
Spiffy the cat?
I used to love cats, and then they had a bad one, my mom and my stepdad. They had a horrible cat, so I kind of was off cats for a while, and now I'm on cats. So most of my life, I've been a cat person. But I love all animals, as you well know.
We love
animals. Documented.
Saw a video today that I posted on Twitter of a pair of tigers seeing a woman who
Weren't
had
they
raised
lions?
Them, lions, seeing a woman who had raised them but had not been in their lives for 7 years. I believe that's accurate. And the reaction of the lions upon seeing her, they ate her head. No, they didn't.
They gave her big hugs and kisses.
Can you go with the humor ever?
I know, but no.
Why? I set that up perfectly. And then I got the straight man over
hit
here.
Hit her head, though? That's not something lions do.
It was funny.
I set it up
to be like, they came and kissed.
You but say ripped
when
their
I
face
said,
off.
No, they ate her head. Ripped her face off. Everybody says that.
That's what I say about animals. They would all rip your face off. If they could, and most of them can't.
You're working with a guy over here.
Her head?
that rolls through these shows. You got to just either, what's the saying?
Roll with the punches?
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
Shockers tonight as we switch gears.
Again.
We'll talk to Kelly Hines from the Tulsa World shortly about that game in Tulsa tonight. 8 o'clock tip. You can hear it on our sister station, KEYN, with Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull. This is one that I feel like if the Shockers aspire to get to the postseason in some fashion or another, the NIT, probably have to win this one.
Yeah, it's a big game as far as that goes. Wichita State's kind of final record. This is one of those swing games that will determine that. So,
is Tulsa going to get really good again ever?
That's what I'm going to talk
to Kelly Hines about.
When were they really good?
Oh, my God.
Like, really good.
Nolan Richardson years, man.
JD Barnett
and a lot of those years. They were. Do you not know who Tulsa had?
I get that Tulsa was good, but you say really good.
Tubby Smith coached there, and they had Shea Seals and a bunch of good players. They were good throughout the 80s. Certainly the biggest rival the Shockers had was
in the 80s,
Tulsa.
They won two NCAA tournament games. So, okay. But I would hesitate to say really good.
Are you nuts? Do you not know who Tulsa had? I'm asking you again.
In 83-84, they went 27-4. Nolan Richardson was fantastic, 119-37. Who followed?
Well, he followed J.D. Barnett, or J.D. Barnett followed him.
Yeah, J.D. Barnett was next, and then Tubby for a few years. So, yeah, Tulsa,
Don't forget Bill Self was there. I mean, you got to be kidding when you say Tulsa's never been good.
I didn't say that. You said really good, like they're in national title.
Well, Here's their coaches. They had Ken Hayes, Nolan Richardson, J.D. Barnett, Tubby Smith, Bill Self. Didn't work out very well for Danny Manning, but they've had good teams. They went to the NCAA tournament in 82, 84, 85, 86, 87. Then again in 94, 95, 96, 97, 99, 2000, 2002, and 2003. And in that range from 94 to 2003, they won 11 NCAA tournament games. And you're saying that's not really good?
Okay, that's really good, but I thought you were talking about like in the 80s.
No, you didn't think I was talking about that.
Yeah, that's what you said, Nolan Richardson.
Don't try to recover. Just say I blew it, and we move on.
Tulsa was good.
That's what this show is about. They had, in that run from 94 to 03, they had two Sweet 16s. They got to the second round a couple of times, four times, and they had an Elite Eight in 2000.
They'd kill to have Danny Manning back.
I think that's pretty good.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Kelly.
Can you admit you were wrong? Go ahead.
No, not on this one.
Well, that's too bad.
It's close. It's borderline, but I'm not going to do it.
Tommy, what do you say? We take a break. We'll come back, talk Tulsa basketball more in-depth with Tulsa World reporter Kelly Hines. She covers the Golden Hurricane. Tonight, Wichita State, Tulsa, 8 o'clock. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.